trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us pray to our Father in heaven.
我们要向我们在天上的父祈祷。
我们的天父，我们感谢你彰显你的大爱，我们感谢你的恩典，在借着这个课文愿意同我们接近。求主打开我们属灵的眼光，使我们可以看出你真理里面的奇妙。愿天父上帝在这个时辰与每一位听众同在，我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 We have come to lesson 30.
我们现在要研究第三十课。
Lesson number 30.
第三十课。
Lesson 30 is a continuation of the previous lesson.
第三十课是继续前面的那一课。
And the subject is Paradise.
题目是乐园。
We are interested in knowing more about our first parents.
我们都很想知道，多知道一些关于我们始祖的事情。
They were created on the sixth day.
他们就是在第六天造成的。
In Genesis 1:27, we read,
在创世纪一章二十七节有这样的话。
So God created man in his own image.
上帝就照着自己的形象造人。
In the image of God, in the image of God created he him.
乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Male and female created he them.
乃是造男造女。
Man was created in the likeness of God.
是人乃是照着上帝的形象而造成的。
He must have been a beautiful person at creation.
在初创造成的时候一定是非常好看。
He was not only like God in appearance.
他不单是在外表与上帝相似。
He was like God in character.
他在品格方面也与上帝相像。
However, nearly 6,000 years of sin,
然而经过了六千年的罪恶，
have practically destroyed man's likeness to his creator.
可以说是已经将人与创造主相似的地方完全除去了。
What was God's command to our first parents?
上帝对我们的始祖发出了什么命令？
And God said unto them,
上帝对他们说，
Be fruitful and multiply,
你们要生养众多，
And replenish the earth,
遍满地面，
And subdue it,
治理这地，
And have dominion over the fish of the sea,
也要管理海里的鱼，
And over the fowl of the air,
空中的鸟，
And over every living thing that moveth upon the earth,
和地上各样行动的活物，
Genesis 1:28,
创世纪一章二十八节。
To man was given dominion over this world,
他已经将管理世界的权柄赐给世人。
He was made the steward of God's creation.
他成了上帝创造之物的管家。
Where did man live, and what was his work?
人是住在什么地方，他的工作又是什么呢？
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden.
耶和华上帝在东方的伊甸立了一个园子。
And there he put the man whom he had formed.
把所造的人安置在那里。
To dress it and to keep it.
使他们修理看守。
Genesis 2:8-15.
这是创世纪二章八节十五节。
The home of our first parents
我们始祖的家
was a beautiful garden.
也是一个美丽的花园。
They lived close to nature.
他们非常靠近自然。
Daily, they tended the garden.
每天他们可以修理这个花园。
They were surrounded by stately trees.
在他们的周围有高大的树木。
And beautiful flowers.
美丽的花朵。
The temperature was warm the year around.
整年的温度都是温暖的。
The blue sky above was their roof.
在他们上面的蓝色的天空乃是他们的房顶。
And the green grass was their floor.
地上的青草乃是他们的地板。
This was a healthful life.
这乃是一种健康的生活。
As they kept the garden,
在他们修理着园子、看守着园子的时候，
they could breathe fresh air,
他们可以呼吸新鲜的空气，
drink pure water,
可以喝清洁的水，
and eat delicious fruit,
吃可口的果子。
How unfortunate that many today look down on manual labor.
在今天有很多的人看不起用手去工作，这是何等不幸的事。
They say that is for the coolie or for the uneducated farmer.
他们说劳动乃是为那些苦力或者是没有受过教育的农夫而预备。
Many want office work.
很多人喜欢办公室的工作。
Or in English we say white.Collar jobs.
在英文说是白领子的工作。
This gives prestige, they think.
这个在他们看来是有体面。
Alas, this attitude has been the cause of ill health.
但可惜的是，这种态度就造成了健康不良。
For doctors tell us,
因为医生告诉我们说
that much stomach illness,
很多的胃病
And heart trouble
心脏的疾病
is the result of overeating
都是由于过度的吃
and insufficient exercise
以及不够的运动不够所造成的。
After all, the poor farmer is the lucky one.
而那些个贫穷的农夫乃是幸运的。
He may or he may not be ignorant.
他可能是无知也可能不是无知的。
He may get his hands dirty,
也许他的手会弄脏
but because he works physically until he is tired,
但是他继续不断地做身体劳动的工作一直到他疲倦的时候
he has a good appetite,
所以他的胃口很好
he has good digestion,
他的消化也很好
he sleeps well at night,
晚上可以睡得香甜
seldom is he sick,
很少生病。
Perhaps the greatest blessing enjoyed by Adam and Eve, his wife,
也许亚当和他的太太夏娃他们最大的福气
in Eden was daily fellowship with their maker,
就是在伊甸园里面每天跟他们的创造主交往。
In Genesis 3:8 it says,
在创世纪第三章八节这样说
And they heard the voice of the Lord, God walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
在天起了凉风，耶和华上帝在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见上帝的声音。
What a peaceful life.
这是一种多么和平的生活。
A life without sickness.
没有疾病的生活。
A life without worry.
没有忧虑的生活。
A life without fear or enemies.
不必恐惧仇敌的生活。
And a life of communion with a loving father.
可以和慈爱的天父交往的生活。
Truly, that was paradise.
那真是一个乐园。
Who would not be happy with a life such as that?
在过这样的生活的时候，还有谁会不快乐呢？
But what kind of world do we live in today?
但是我们今日所住的是怎样一个世界呢？
Is it paradise?
是乐园吗？
We see many signs with the character for happiness in it.
我们在街上可以看见很多招牌上头有着快乐的字样。
There is the happy world.
有快乐世界。
The happy theater.
快乐戏院。
The happy garden.
快乐园。
However, all this superficial happiness cannot cover up a world in distress.
然而这一切表面的快乐都不能够遮掩世界上的困苦。
You need only to read the newspaper.
你只要去看一看报纸
to discover that this world is filled with evil
就可以发现我们的世界是充满了罪恶
daily there are news accounts
每天都有新闻的报道
of bribery
论到这个贿赂
infidelity
不信
immorality
不道德
hatred
仇恨
and murder
和杀人
In every home, there is some kind of fear.
在每一个家庭之中都有一些个恐惧。
It may be the fear of sickness.
也许是对疾病的恐惧。
It may be the fear of poverty.
也许是对于贫穷的恐惧。
Or it may be the fear of revenge.
或者是恐惧人的报复。
Friend, I have good news for you.
朋友，我有一个好消息告诉你。
God has promised to restore the original paradise.
上帝已经应许要恢复从前的乐园。
In fact, the Apostle John saw the coming new earth in vision.
事实上，使徒约翰曾经在异象里面看见新世界的来临。
Said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
他说，我看见一个新天新地。
For the first heaven,And the first earth were passed away.
因为先前的天地已经过去了。
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
上帝要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
And there shall be no more death.
不再有死亡。
Neither sorrow.
也不再有悲哀。
Nor crying.
哭嚎。
Neither shall there be any more pain.
疼痛。
For the former things are passed away.
因为以前的事都过去了。
Revelation 21:1-4.
启示录21:1-4.
How did this world become degraded to the present state?
我们的世界怎么样会败坏到我们现在这样的情形呢？
We will study the answer in the next two lessons.
我们要在下面的两课里头研究这个问题。
Moreover, we are also going to study how to hasten the paradise restored.
而且我们还要研究怎么样的催促这个重新恢复的伊甸早日实现。
We have 9 vocabulary words for this lesson.
这一课我们一共有九个生字。
Lesson 30, we have number 1, replenish.
第一个是遍满。
Replenish.
遍满。
2, steward.
管家。
Steward. 3, temperature.
温度。
Temperature. 4,Delicious.
可口的。
Delicious. 5. Prestige.
体面。
6. Superficial.
表面的。
Superficial. 7. Bribery.
贿赂。
Bribery.8. Infidelity.
背信无信。
Infidelity. 9. Degraded.
退步。
I'll repeat them once more for you.
我要为各位再重复念一遍。
replenish, steward, temperature, delicious, prestige, superficial, bribery, infidelity, degraded. Let us read this lesson over once in English.
我们要用英文把这一课再念一遍。
Lesson 30,
第三十课
Paradise Continued. We are interested in knowing more about our first parents. They were created on the sixth day. In Genesis 1:27 we read, So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Man was created in the likeness of God. He must have been a beautiful person at creation. He was not only like God in appearance, he was like God in character. However, nearly 6,000 years of sin have practically destroyed man's likeness to his Creator. What was God's command to our first parents? And God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Genesis 1:28. To man was given dominion over this world. He was made the steward of God's creation. Where did man live and what was his work? And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed to dress it and to keep it. Genesis 2:8-15. The home of our first parents was a beautiful garden. They lived close to nature. Daily they tended the garden. They were surrounded by stately trees and beautiful flowers. The temperature was warm the year around. The blue sky above was their roof. And the green grass was their floor. This was a helpful life. As they kept the garden, they could breathe fresh air, drink pure water, and eat delicious fruit. How unfortunate that many today look down on manual labor. They say, that is for the coolie, or the uneducated farmer. Many want office work or white-collar jobs. This gives prestige, they think. Alas, this attitude has been the cause of ill health. For doctors tell us that much stomach illness and heart trouble is the result of overeating and insufficient exercise. After all, the poor farmer is the lucky one. He may or he may not be ignorant. He may get his hands dirty, but because he works physically until he is tired, he has a good appetite. He has good digestion. He sleeps well at night. Seldom is he sick. Perhaps the greatest blessing enjoyed by Adam and Eve, his wife, in Eden, was daily fellowship with their Maker. In Genesis 3:8 it says, And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. What a peaceful life! A life without sickness. A life without worry. A life without fear of enemies. And a life of communion with a loving Father, loving Creator. Truly, that was paradise. Who would not be happy with a life such as that? But what kind of a world do we live in today? Is it paradise? We see many signs with the character for happiness in it. There is the happy world, the happy theater, the happy garden. However, all this superficial happiness cannot cover up a world in distress. You need only to read the newspaper to discover that this world is filled with evil. Daily there are news accounts of bribery, infidelity, immorality, hatred, and murder. In every home there is some kind of fear. It may be the fear of sickness. It may be the fear of poverty. Or it may be the fear of revenge. Friend, I have good news for you. God has promised to restore the original paradise. In fact, the Apostle John saw the coming new earth in vision. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. How did this world become degraded to the present state? We will study the answer in the next two lessons. Moreover, we are also going to study how to hasten the paradise restored. We have come to the close of this lesson on paradise.
我们研究乐园的这一课已经结束了。
And we hope that you will get a Bible and study more about the new earth.
我希望你能有一本圣经，多研究这个新世界的情形。
There are many passages in Isaiah and in Revelation about the new earth.
在以赛亚书和启示录里头，有不少地方论到这个新的天地。
And as we read about the coming new earth, it will create in our hearts a great hope for the future.
当我们研究这些个论到新世界的预言的时候，在我们心里面就会产生一种大的希望。
Often we become tired with our personal duties.
我们有的时候做我们现在的工作，我们会感觉到厌倦。
So every person must have a hope in the future.
所以每一个人对于将来都要有一种希望。
For the hopeful person is the industrious person.
只有那些有希望的人，他们才是殷勤工作的人。
The hopeful person is the happy person.
有希望的人才是快乐的人。
So will you study with us regularly about these lessons which bring hope and happiness?
愿你跟我们一同研究这个能够带来希望和快乐的课程。
May God bless you each one until the next broadcast is my prayer.
但愿上帝赐福给每一位，直到下次再会。
Thank you.